Mr. President, distinguished delegates. Italy aligns itself with the European Union statement as read by the Honorable Minister of Ireland. The 2013 World Health Assembly takes place at a crucial point in time for governments, when many countries are confronted with a yet negative economic situation, against the backdrop of changing demographic, social, and cultural developments in their population. It is the opinion of our delegation that in this scenario, the far-sighted vision that led to the adoption of the Millennium Development Goals, clear objectives set for the first 15 years of the millennium, with the inclusion of indicators to unequivocally assess the attainment of targets, has provided us with a strong framework for action. In setting such goals, the right choice was made to select a mix of objectives that required the involvement of all of society for their achievement, also in cases where they could appear to belong to the health sector alone, as for objectives 4, reducing infant mortality, 5, improving maternal health, and 6, fighting HIV, AIDS, malaria, and other diseases. Experience gained over time, the evaluation of all the efforts required in the past 15 years, as well as far-ranging discussion held in the most diverse forums, enabled an objective assessment of how the Millennium Development Goals could become a collective endeavor. And even though not all targets have been fully achieved, also a driver for development of the entire society, as they brought to the attention of policymakers issues that are not always foremost on their agendas and contributed to progress that must be consolidated, improved, and made sustainable in the long run. Such a horizontal vision, aiming at considering health in all policies, has played a fundamental role for many countries in defining policies based on a whole of government approach. In this regard, and with these goals in mind, we would deem it useful to establish a new set of objectives to include specifically health-related targets so as to reflect the constant osmosis between health issues of a strictly medical nature and the more general welfare of society. This will be in line with a more comprehensive definition of health, thus a broader concept which extends beyond the physical domain, beyond the body proper, as called for in the Ottawa Charter of the WHO, which should continue to serve as a guiding principle, inspiring the member countries of this organization, including my own country, Italy. Health deserves a prominent role in the post-2015 development agenda, as it promotes equitable, universal, and sustainable access to health services within the overarching framework of poverty reduction and further enhancement of equity and human rights. In the light of the above consideration, we believe that the objectives to be set for the forthcoming 15 years aimed at reducing inequality and guaranteeing gender parity with a transparent and reliable approach should also comprise universal health coverage and access to healthcare, including the availability of the pharmaceutical drugs required in preventive or protracted long-term treatment, the control of chronic non-communicable disease, the availability of food and water that are safe and in sufficient amount to guarantee a decent life, the right to live and work in an environment which is safe and free from hazardous pollution, the protection of the underprivileged and people with disabilities. For these objectives to be attained, it is not only imperative that all stakeholders, as well as the population at large, be aware and actively involved, but that these goals be integrated and combined with objectives of a preeminently social nature in an harmonious and balanced package to take account of the impact on health of social, economic, environmental, and cultural factors, and vice versa. Our health administration, and first and foremost, those with the extensive experience in universal systems, should feel duty-bound to provide support and expertise within the resources available in the current situation to those countries, often characterized by strong developing economies that intend to set up inclusive and universal health systems by sharing their skills, their experts, and even their mistakes in a constructive critical attitude that can turn errors into assets. To achieve this end, in our opinion, it will be appropriate to create and or strengthen South-South and North-South networks and collaboration. The former are often represented by organizations or regional aggregation bodies that are highly relevant politically and can bring together neighboring entities that share the same starting points and problems. The latter, in turn, can promote a wide-ranging exchange of ideas and experience that can benefit all. Within this framework, and as a result of the reform now underway, we believe that the action of the WHO may become ever more valuable. Over the years, many of which marked by severe crises of a general or health nature, the organization has provided both support and guidance with discretion and professionalism, but when necessary, with determination. We recognize the merit of the WHO in forcefully drawing attention to issues which oftentimes are forgotten or neglected, and that thanks to the collective effort of all may be tackled and solved. In conclusion, we cannot but recall how much the commitment of individual experts and decision makers at all levels counts. In other words, the role played by people who, at all times, anywhere in the world, implement concrete action plans, launch campaigns, start investigations, and monitoring activities that help build a healthier and more equitable world for the well-being of all, giving new hope for future generations. Efforts are needed to train a class of aware health practitioners who are technically skilled and mentally equipped to stand up to the challenges of an ever more complex world and society. I extend my heartfelt thanks to them all and to you in the audience for your attention. Thanks.